This is Morning Edition on 89.5 WNIJ. Good morning, I'm Mike Moen. The wind energy industry in Illinois has seen some strong growth in recent years. Experts say much of that growth can be found in the northern and central sections of the state. They say strong winds in many spots, a well-developed transmission grid, and pro-industry policies at the state level make Illinois attractive for wind development. Mike Alderman is a senior analyst with the Center for Renewable Energy at Illinois State University.
The state-by-state rankings bounce around every quarter, actually, but the installed wind capacity in Illinois usually bounces around between 4th and 6th in the country.
Alderman says when you look at potential resources for what could be generated from wind turbines, Illinois' ranking falls into the teens. But he says all in all, the state has overachieved in pursuing this type of renewable energy. The progress also comes with challenges. When it comes to regulatory hurdles, Alderman says they mostly arise at the local level.
One of the things is zoning and permitting, getting through the zoning and permitting processes in counties.
Alderman says heavy scrutiny at the local level can be hard to predict.
There are some places in Illinois where zoning and permitting is quite easy, and the process is pretty straightforward and doesn't really take that long. And then there are other counties in Illinois where it takes years to get through the process.
Kevin Borges is executive director of the Illinois Wind Energy Association. He says, generally speaking, local laws are positive for the industry, but he says in some cases they can be very strict.
There are some ordinances throughout the state that have longer setbacks, basically setbacks from homes and other buildings that would be that are going to be essentially problematic for building wind farms. I want to say, Iroquois County has a very restrictive setback distance, and there are currently some discussions in Lee County and Ogle County that would be detrimental as well.
In Ogle County, the issue of noise is playing a big part in determining the required length between wind farms and neighboring properties. That concern was also raised in DeKalb County when local officials gave the go-ahead for a wind farm in the southern portion of the county. Board member Paul Stoddard voted for the project. He says the positives outweigh the negatives, but he acknowledges some of the concerns brought forward by residents.
The noise is obviously one of the key issues, and I've been called several times about the noise issues. And if you go down there at certain times, you can hear them.
Another complaint involving wind farm projects is that they're unsightly and that they could have a negative impact on property values. But recent studies, including one financed by the Energy Department, suggest that's not the case. Another study by Illinois State University found an initial dip in property values, but those prices returned to normal levels when the farms became operational. And whether you're for or against wind farms, Paul Stoddard says communities considering these projects should take an extremely close look at them before taking action.
I think some of the problems that we saw arise in DeKalb, some of the objections that arose in DeKalb, might have been avoided or might have been mitigated if people felt that they had some input into what was happening in their community.
Mike Alderman of the Center for Renewable Energy says there's another issue brewing within the industry in Illinois.
One of the real strengths that we have in Illinois is the transmission system, but we've seen quite a bit of development, and that's starting to fill up. So the access to transmission is not what it was 2 years ago.
And industry officials are also keeping an eye on what's happening at the federal level. Renewable energy tax credits are due to expire at the end of this year. Kevin Borges of the Illinois Wind Energy Association says there could be problems if Congress decides not to renew them.
As that process happens, that creates a lot of instability, and that instability itself hinders investment.
And despite the challenges, both Borges and Alderman say that when you consider all the factors, their outlook for wind energy in Illinois remains relatively positive. I'm Mike Bowen, WNIJ News.